Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, katycountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Angel Square in Beloit.
And again, welcome in on our high school basketball locker room chat. Shauna Remus joining us, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team. Coach, just the one game since we talked last, but a big win for your squad, 34-29 at Sacred Heart there on Tuesday. And this team just continues to improve as the season goes on. You wrapped up at least a share of the North Central Activities Association Championship with that win in Solana. You've won seven in a row now. Another defensive, great defensive performance for you, holding Sacred Heart to just 29. As you kind of look back at the game on Tuesday night, what were some of the things that you liked most about that win?
Yeah, I thought our defense was really sound. Marley Fowle did an awesome job on their leading scorer and held her down. And then everyone else around her, you know, did their job and did their role on defense. And I just thought, you know, it was a grinder game. You know, we didn't score a lot of points, maybe struggled at times on the offensive end, but a lot of that's credit to Sacred Heart and how they play us. But I just thought, you know, we did enough in the end, and the kids deserve that win and deserve their share of the league title, and couldn't be prouder of the program for sure.
You have senior night coming up next here on Friday as you host Minneapolis, and this is a rematch of a game that you won earlier this year there in Minneapolis, 35-28, another one of those low-scoring battles. But you trailed by eight and were struggling a little bit offensively and went on a 16-0 run in that game to turn the tides, and maybe one of the parts where you saw the turnaround in this team this season. But overall, how do you feel about this rematch with Minneapolis coming up on Friday night?
Minneapolis is a very tough team. They come in, they play really sound defense. Like to pressure the ball. And they're going to get in our faces on defense and make some we're going to have to make some decisions and not turn the ball over. And that's kind of what hurt us the first time we met them. We had way too many turnovers. But our defense, again, was sound in that game. It's just going to be, there's a lot on the line, obviously. We're both in the same sub-state and more than likely are going to meet each other again in the first round. So, you know, it's a game that you want to definitely win, but you want to learn some things about each other in that game to prepare yourself for sub-state as well.
Hard to believe we're down to just two regular season games. You'll go to Smith Center on Tuesday and finish out the regular season. Coach Shauna Remus with us, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans. Well, thank you for the time and good luck here against Minneapolis on Friday.
Appreciate it.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrick and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Ryan Eilert with us now, the coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. Coach, nice week for you again as you've now wrapped up an outright league title in the NCAA. You beat Sacred Heart, Southeast last week was a good way to get to that last Tuesday. You had a week off and then beat Sacred Heart 57-54 in the rematch. Yet another tight game and came down to the last seconds there on a missed shot by them. A well-defended missed shot by them. Kind of looking at that game against Sacred Heart the second time around, what do you like about the way the kids performed and again, getting the outright league championship?
Well, I like the way our mentality showing up. I thought, you know, we were engaged early and took care of the ball all night long, better than we did in the first game. And just a good high school basketball game that was close the whole time, and both teams were able to make plays. And we're fortunate to get the win. I thought they did a good job of penetrating and able to kick and hit threes in the second half. And, You know, I'd like to see us work on and do a better job of keeping people in front of us. And but I felt like, you know, on the offensive end, we handled their traps, we handled the pressure, able to score the ball fairly well. And then, you know, they're just different things. We executed sets down the stretch. We communicated, and I thought all around it was just a good team win. We had a lot of guys play well, a lot of guys, you know, just play their role, and really proud of them for going into that environment and getting a win.
Yeah, Minneapolis coming up next with senior night on Friday, and then Tuesday you go to Smith Center to wrap up the regular season. Just looking at this Minneapolis matchup, it is a game where you can wrap up an undefeated league season, and obviously I'm sure you want to send your seniors out. This has been a great group for you as you get prepared for that on Friday, right?
Yeah, you know, we're going to turn around and play Minneapolis again, probably the first round of sub-state, and so and it wasn't that long ago we played them. So, you know, for us, we've got to come out and execute and know what they're trying to do and to adapt to anything that they change up. But it has been a good group of seniors, and I think, you know, it'll be fun to go out and play another home game with these guys and see what happens.
Ryan Allert, coach of the Blewett Trojan boys basketball team here in our locker room chats. Coach, thank you again for the time, and we'll see you Friday against Minneapolis.
Thank you.
And our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Angel Square Incorporated in Beloit.
Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrick and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262. Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Our Wednesday night locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog girls and boys head basketball coach Jason Wilson. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, katycountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, and by Next Tech.
Now, welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Jason Wilson joining us now to talk Bulldog basketball with Osborne High School. Coach, girls and boys both continuing on here. We'll start with the girls. You had three games since we talked last, kind of jamming some things in to make sure your schedule gets filled with makeups or additional games like you had on Saturday. You lost to St. John's Tipton on Thursday in a hard-fought game, 49-45. Came back Saturday with a win, 61-35 over Moscow, and then Sylvan Lucas on Tuesday got out to a nice lead early and beat them by 24, 55-31 in a big matchup in league play. So, you know, 2-1 over these last three. What are some of the things that stood out in each one of these games for you?
When you go back to the St. John's game, obviously they got us that first time in January when we got a rescheduled game from the NPL tournament being canceled. And that game, you had the two Ginglers that had gone off for 11 and 19 points, and then the Carly Brummer girl that had gone off for double digits. So we had put a lot of focus defensively on Carly and Linnell and Aubrey Gingler, knowing that when you take someone out of the equation, there's bound to be someone to step up. Well, obviously, Ava Brummer, the freshman, did, considering she hit her first five shots in the first half before ending up with 12 points. You know, we started out really slow, a lot of unforced turnovers, got some foul problems early. But I remember looking up at the clock and seeing that we were down 30-13 with about 2 minutes to go. And at halftime, we went on a little 7-0 run to wind it down to 30-20. And if you go from that two-minute mark in the second quarter to the end of the game, you know, we ended up outscoring them 32-19. But, you know, we shot ourselves a deficit, and it was hard to overcome. Mm-hmm. But I will say, you know, the girls never quit playing, continued to battle. Gracie Reiner led us with 19. Levy Reiner had 12. And then we turn around on the Saturday game when we play Moscow, and we have, you know, 12 three-pointers that night. we were very gracious, and Corey Dunlap over at Kinsley hosting us and allowing us to pick up that game. And what an amazing venue to play at right there. And little 1A school in Kinsley, Kansas, great facilities, great people. But, you know, we come out, hit 12 threes that night. Gracie leads us to 27. Hudson Walters hit four big threes to get 12. Grace had eight. So more balanced attack there. Again, slower half there. We were only up 25-14 at half, but extended to push it. And then obviously last night, I think, against Sylvan Lucas, you know, Coach Brush and myself have been talking about putting a complete game together, complete 32 minutes. And we came out in the first quarter. And, you know, the Labrador girl and the Finkenbinder girl had really hurt us the last time we played them in January. So we put a lot of focus on them, and we held them to 15 points last night, those two girls. You know, obviously one young lady went off and hitting some shots, the Klein girl, but we put a big focus on playing team defense and being in help side and rotating. We shared the ball really well, I thought. Levy Reiner, we'd kind of moved her to the point guard position to allow her to do some things that we think she does a really good job with, attacking the basket, distributing the ball. Again, see a lot of kids get in the scoring column. Gracie Reiner led us with 20, Grace Williams with 12, Ashlyn Schultz, who she's kind of like that Clay Guttery on our boys team, always in the right position, a rebounding machine, just a go-getter defensively. Addy Poore did a great job on the boards and offensive glass. Cassie Kaser had a great rip and drive for a layup, and then Georgia Licks got in the column with a free throw. So much better balanced scoring.
Stockton and Quinter coming up Friday and Saturday. Give me some quick thoughts on what you expect to see from these two teams.
Again, like I've told you multiple times, anytime you get ready for a league opponent, you got to bring your A game, because you got a target on your back. Everyone's going to be coming for you. So, you know, we're going to prepare for Stockton. And then, obviously, Quinter, they're a double-digit team win that's playing really well right now. So, don't know a lot about them yet, but we're going to find out here pretty quickly.
We're talking with Jason Wilson, coach of the Osborne Bulldog basketball team. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll discuss what's happened with the boys over the last week here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Midway Co-op is your full-service co-op with locations close to where you live. We offer bulk fuel and propane delivery, full-service fertilizer, crop nutrients, and protection. Plus, we clean and treat that seed. We have convenience, tires, batteries, oil changes, and 24/7 fueling centers. The Midway team is good at what they do. Go with Midway Co-op, your best way forward for town and country.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
See us today.
I called the NextTech help desk, and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to NextTech.
Real reviews from real customers. At NextTech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Again, Jason Wilson still with us, now talking Osborne boys basketball, as Coach, you picked up three really nice and big wins, a big win as far as what it meant for your league standings and things of that nature on Thursday, 67-54 at St. John's Tipton, and then big deficit wins over Moscow on Saturday, 58-27, 158-31 against Sylvan Lucas there on Tuesday. Just take me through these last couple and or three games and what you saw from the boys here.
You know, I think you go back to that game with St. John's. The last time we played them, it went to a triple overtime ball game, and we were 14-32 from the free throw line, and that didn't set well with us as far as the free throw shooting and some of the turnovers we had. So we've spent a lot of time trying to clean up the offensive end, and then obviously dig deep on the defensive end, especially with our kids and the numbers we have. We got to make sure we're playing sound, disciplined basketball defensively. So when we got to the St. John's game, I think that first quarter, you know, it was 21-17 quarter. It was back and forth, back and forth.
Nate Goheen did a tremendous job in that first quarter, coming out with 8 points. But then they had the Gates kid that hit 3 threes for them. So it was a back-and-forth game. And then in the second quarter, you know, we got them to turn over the ball a little bit in transition, some things that were probably a little uncharacteristic to what St. John's has done in the past, and then held them to 6 points. And we jumped out to a 35-23 lead. So we were excited to get the lead on them, and then we just knew we had to keep coming. You look at what we did that night, we had 4 kids in double figures. Nate Goheen had 22 points. Johnny Hamel had 13. Dalton Garman had 16. And Nate Conrad had 10. And then Doak Guttery had 7. So, and we just told them it was the last time our seniors were going to play St. John's Tipton. So make sure we make a statement. And that's what they wanted to do was leave there. And they did it with a nice 14-point victory. They got a great team. They got a great future ahead of them. And they got a chance to make a postseason run in the Division II of 1A basketball. With Moscow, we jumped out real quick, 25-6, 45-12 at halftime. I mean, it was we took care of business. Dalton Garman, who had 14 points. Johnny Hamel had 17. Nate Goheen again, double figures, 12. Some subs came in for us. So we got everyone in, got some positive minutes. Again, was able to pick up another game for us in the season. As far as last night with Sylvan Lucas, again, we wanted to come out and take the reins early. Slow first quarter for us, only getting out and getting up 14-9. But then we were able to pour it on in the second quarter, getting a 20-6 run there, 34-15 at half. And then obviously continued in the third quarter. You saw Johnny Hamel hit 7 threes, 31 points. Dalton Garman had 10. Nate Goheen, again, on the inside was a force, not just with the points production, but defensively, deflecting passes, guarding the post on the inside, getting rebounds, deflections, blocks. He had 9. Not as many kids getting in the scorebook there, but still making a statement and holding them to 31 points was pretty good. Kept us in the lead of the MPL. Kept us in the race for the one seed for the sub-state. And as we continue to move forward in this postseason run.
And like girls, you have 2 games coming up here at the end of this week as you have Stockton and Quinter coming up. On the boys' side, what do you expect from those 2 teams?
You know, I know Stockton's struggling right now, win-loss-wise, but again, doesn't matter what your win-loss record is. You're going to have kids wanting to compete at a high level, so we got to come out ready to play. Hopefully lock up a league championship for the boys winning that one, and then obviously lock up the one seed for sub-state. But then obviously Saturday, you got a heck of a matchup where you got our boys that are currently ranked 4th in 1A Division I, and the Quinter boys that are 15-2 and ranked 7 in 1A Division I. So a chance for 2 good ball teams to go out and play right before the postseason starts. Couldn't ask for a better matchup there.
Jason Wilson, coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and good luck here on your games this weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Our Osborne locker room chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Nextech, and Landmark Implement.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
I called the Nextech help desk, and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to Nextech.
Real reviews from real customers. At Nextech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide. The choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Alex Hobelman. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Nextech.
And welcome to our Smith Center Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. The head coach of the Lady Red, Nick Lynn, joining us now. Coach, another tough loss for you. The offense has definitely been a struggle to come by here recently for you. You lose it against Norton at home there on Friday, 36-20. Just kind of looking at that game, I knew you knew it would be a tough battle for you as you took on the Lady Blue Jays for the second time this year, but that was obviously a much lower scoring affair. Your thoughts of the second matchup with Norton?
Well, we were discouraged in the fact that we thought we were better prepared and ready for them, and it didn't turn out that way simply because I feel like our whole team is really pressing in terms of getting the ball in the hole, and beginning of the game was close, and then as the game went on, I don't think we scored a single point in the third quarter, and that's happened two games in a row now, so we are really struggling to put the ball in the hole. So we've talked about it. We've set the seniors down. We're trying to get to a situation where we can have a better understanding of how to approach these games and take some pressure off of each of the players in terms of scoring, you know. And so we've worked on that. We've prepared a little bit for what's coming up against Russell and Trigo, two big elite games. And the trend that we have going on now without scoring, hopefully that'll change coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, Russell coming up for you. It's a team that you did play earlier this season. It was the second game of the year, though. You beat them by 29, so obviously you're talking about second game of the year to the third to last game of the regular season here. What do you see from Russell here in this rematch?
Well, I'm looking for a lot of the same. They did a lot of man stuff with us the first time, and here lately they're going a lot of 1-2-2 zone. And you know, if you go by lately, they're coming off a 32-point win with Trigo, so that's a little bit nerve-wracking right there, knowing that we had to play better, and they're probably playing better at this time of year. And I think our kids will be ready. I think they'll respond, and hopefully we'll get back on the right track.
I'm sure Trigo's probably better than that, too, what you saw against Russell. What do they look like this year when you go out to Waukini on Friday night?
Yeah, Trigo's big and physical, and I know their coach had talked about they just flat weren't ready to play, and it showed. And it's like some of the stuff we've been going through, I think our entire game has taken a back seat and gotten not where we want to be simply because we can't score right now. And if we can get that around, our whole game would be better. And I'm sure that's what Trigo felt like when they played Russell. So we have to be ready. They're both going to be important games, and they both count towards sub-state seeding.
You know, before we talk to you again, you'll finish out the regular season with Beloit coming up Tuesday on senior night, and the Lady Trojans just wrapped up at least a share of the NCAA league title last night. So Beloit, obviously a very improved team from what you've seen the last couple of years. What are your thoughts on the Lady Trojans here just early on?
Or from what I know, I mean, they're vastly improved. They've done a much better job. They got their players all back from last year and then some that didn't go out. And it just stands to reason that they have more athletes now, and they are good, you know. And they do a good job of press breaking, and they struggled in that part of the game. And it's going to be fun to get them in here for our last regular season home game, because it's always a good game with them. And they'll be ready, and we'll be ready too.
Nick Lynn, Coach of the Smith Center Lady Red, here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and good luck as you finish out the regular season here.
You bet. Thank you.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
I called the Next Tech Help Desk, and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to Next Tech.
Real reviews from real customers. At Next Tech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Alex Hobelman joining us now, the coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, you had Norton, the only game since we talked last on Friday. You hosted them, a 58-45 loss. You knew going into that that'd be a challenge for you. What stood out the most, and what were some of the things that Norton did to cause the most problems for you there?
I mean, Norton, they're a good and athletic team. Give them credit. They're a good team, and I believe they've only lost three games all year, and that doesn't really happen by chance. So, you know, got to give them credit where credit's due. I think we just struggled on the offensive end. Getting to the free throw line was an issue for us. We only got there three times the whole game. And when you're playing a team that's a little more talented than you, you got to be able to score when the clock's not running. And so we didn't really do a very good job of that. And you know, we just didn't shoot the ball great. We shot 40% from the field. So, you know, if you're going to beat good teams, you got to be able to shoot the ball well. So, but we still did some good things throughout the game. And, you know, we can still learn from that experience.
You finish out the regular season before we'll talk again next week. So you have three games left here. You finish out league play with two games this week and make up with Russell there on Thursday. And then at Trigo on Friday in Waukini, you played Russell already once very early in the season. They beat you by 10. Just what are you looking for in that rematch? And then when you go out to Waukini, what do you expect from the Golden Eagles?
Yeah, it's two pretty lengthy trips, road trips that we're going to have to do. But last time, you know, this is our second back-to-back that we've had experience with. The first one, we were lucky enough that both of them were home. So these will be both on the road. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to the rematch with Russell. We played them the second game of the year, and I think we were still trying to find an identity, what kind of team we wanted to be, and figuring out rotations there. And I think we've definitely improved, I think, throughout the season, and we've kind of figured out our identity since then. So looking forward to that rematch. And then Trigo's, you know, it's a long trip for us. It's going to be both nights will be pretty late, but looking forward to that matchup too. I know that's a tough place to play from my playing experience, but I'm just looking forward to seeing how the guys will respond to the back-to-back with them both being on the road. And we're looking forward to playing somebody. It feels like it's been a while since we played anybody, since we didn't have a game on Tuesday, but looking forward to getting back out there and playing.
I know your focus is on these two, but kind of looking ahead to next week with Beloit, that's obviously a challenge. What stands out about their team from what you know about them so far?
Probably their size. You know, they're an extremely good team and probably the best team we're going to play all year, record-wise at least, and scoring, looking at scores. I believe they only have one loss, and I think it was to a 6A school. You know, we're still going to have to play them and see them on the court. So we're just going to have to do what we do and play our game, and hopefully we can make shots. And that'll be our last home game as well, at least regular season-wise. Hopefully we can get a home game first round of sub-state. But, you know, that'll be senior night, and hopefully we can put on a show for the seniors and for the home crowd.
Alex Holman, coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and good luck as you finish up the regular season here.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nextech.
I called the Nextech help desk, and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to Nextech.
Real reviews from real customers. At Nextech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and by Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined now by Darren Grauerholtz, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, it's been a very, very long week for you, and I know that as a coach you like to have practice time and get everything in. You know, later in the season you probably should have a lot in, and now you have a lot of games. And since we last talked, you've had five. You played 6 and 8 days. Just kind of looking at the last five, though, to end last week, Thursday and Friday and Saturday, you played Sylvan Lucas, Tascott, and Pike Valley all at home. You know, you lost to a really good Sylvan Lucas team when Maggie Labertu kind of got hot in that game. You beat Tescott 58-22 and a nice win over Pike Valley 56-49 with 29 from Cam Ritzky in that game. What are some of the individually things that stand out in these three games that it ended last week for you as you went 2-1 there?
Yeah, to start out on Thursday, I was disappointed we didn't step up to the plate there. I just felt like we could have gave them a better game. Seemed like we were a little bit flat for whatever reason. We turn around and do some nice things on Friday with Tescott, and then I think we were starting to run out of gas there come Saturday, you know, with all the games that we've already played and being at a Saturday afternoon. I don't know if that kind of hurt us, but we were able to weather the storm. We had foul trouble as well as Pike Valley did. They ended up with three girls on the floor, and we was able to hang on. I mean, like you said, Ritzky, she did a great job getting them 29 points for us and sealing the win for us.
Then Monday at Hill City, 137-18. Lincoln, you beat on Tuesday, 58-19. You know, I know these two teams have kind of been struggling at times offensively, but I tell you, Lincoln's actually improved as the season's gone on that end of the floor, and I think Coach Paris is doing a pretty good job down there. So that was a nice big win against Lincoln. How do you feel about these first two to start this week, picking up two more wins?
Yeah, you know, the thing that stuck out to me the most, you know, we had Maddie Brown stepping up on Monday. She was able to complete the game without getting in too bad of foul trouble. Of course, like you said, Hill City's a little bit down offensively as well. But, you know, she really stepped up, hit some big shots for us. And then we turned around last night with Lincoln. And like you said, they Ferris got them playing hard. They just couldn't buy those buckets. But Starla stepped up and did a nice job for us offensively and hit some big buckets. So it's just good to see some of those other people stepping up that when we get into postseason, I'm hoping that, you know, we don't get that boxing one that where they're going to try to eliminate Ritzky. And so hopefully by doing these things, it might take some pressure off her come postseason.
So basically about a fourth of your season in a week, and now you have two more games left in the regular season, and there are two road games at Rock Hills and Pike Valley. Let's preview Rock Hills here for the chat here. You go to their place coming up on Friday, and that's a team you've already played once. You beat them 41-27 the first time, but they're on a nice winning streak right now and have been playing good ball. What are your thoughts about going to Mankato on Friday?
Yeah, that's going to be a tough game for us, really. You know, I know that they're limited on the players that they have, but we still got to go in there and do things right. So we can't look by them, and we want to continue to build on what we've been doing here in the last week and get better so that we're ready.
Darren Grindholt, head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team here in a locker room chat. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and good luck there at Mankato on Friday.
Thank you, Dusty.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Loretta to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
I called the NextTech help desk and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to NextTech.
Real reviews from real customers. At NextTech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
And back in our locker room chats on Kitty Country 94 as Darren Gronholtz comes back with us here to talk boys basketball. Assistant coach filling in for Devon Branch, a little under the weather. So, Coach, you've seen the boys here over the last five games, and unfortunately you did have an injury to Austin Barnes in the middle of all of that, one of your senior leaders. So you have a five-game losing streak here since we last talked, and it's just been a struggle a bit. Let's go back Sylvan Lucas, Tascket, and Pike Valley last week, three losses there. What do you see in those home games a week ago there?
You know, we came out against Sylvan and just played so hard, and it was we were just outmanned, and we didn't necessarily get outplayed, but they were just so much more physical. And of course, when you have that many freshmen on the team having to play, it makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. So and then like you said, we lost Austin, and he's a key component in our leadership, you know, right now with no other upperclassmen besides Baker. So that was a huge loss for us, but we turned around with Tescott. Of course, Tescott is a little bit better team than they have been in the past, and we had, like I say, played so hard the night before, and being freshmen, we just didn't have the energy to keep it up. And like you say, turn around again and hit Pike Valley, and same song. So it was a tough three games for us.
It just stretches, just like we talked about with the girls here earlier. It's another tough stretch for you. Then you had to come back with Monday and Tuesday against two teams that are actually really good at this point of the season. Hill City won 67-35 over your team there in Hill City. And then Lincoln just is getting better every week, it seems like. They beat you 76-29 just these last two, Monday and Tuesday. Probably a big challenge for a young team, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's so unfortunate because we're able to put streaks together. We just can't put the whole game together, and that's exactly what happened against those two teams. We had a couple runs in there where we actually played very well, and it's just really hard for these young kids to string it all together.
Rock Hill's coming up on Friday. They got you by a couple points there at the preseason tournament way back at the start of the year, and that's a team that, you know, has gone through their ups and downs this year. What do you expect in Mankato in that one?
Yeah, I'm hoping that we're able to match up. I'm hoping that we show up. I'm hoping that we're pretty healthy, and I'm hoping Devon's back. So with all that in consideration, I guess we're just going to have to tip it up and find out. But, yeah, I do. I like our chances. I mean, I really feel like we've come a long way. So hopefully we can get a W before the end of the season.
Darren Gronholtz, assistant coach for the Thunder Ridge Boys, joining us here tonight. Coach, we thank you again for being with us, and good luck, and hopefully Devon's feeling better.
Hey, thank you, Dusty.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
I called the Nextech help desk, and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to Nextech.
Real reviews from real customers. At Nextech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With five locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Night Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, and the Rock Hills Grizzlies.